This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Over the weekend, when U.S. Special Forces were said to be about 100 yards away from U.S. photojournalist and Al-Qaeda hostage Luke Summers, another hostage, South African Pierre Corky, was reportedly mere hours and $200,000 in ransom money away from his freedom. A few moments later, both were dead when the element of surprise was lost, and Al-Qaeda insurgents shot both hostages, Summers and Corky. South African charity Gift of the Givers had been working for months to free Corky after successfully freeing Corky's wife last January. With me now from Johannesburg, South Africa, is Imtiaz Suleiman, the director and founder of Gift of the Givers. Welcome, Imtiaz.
Thank you very much.
Now, Mr. Corky was a teacher over there. Why did you get involved in attempting to negotiate his release?
Mr. Corky was a South African. I am South African. We have an office in Yemen. We've been there since 2012. And it was in June 2013 when my office manager, who is a Yemeni, saw in the media that a South African couple has been captured. He called me, said, "Do you know them?" I said, "I don't know these people, but they're South African, and if we can do something, let's get involved and try to see what we can do. The least we can do is try. Maybe we'll succeed, maybe we won't."
How frustrated were you by the circumstances and how they turned out?
Look, it was heartbreaking. We understand the circumstances, but it was heartbreaking, especially since it took 11 months. You know, we worked on this from the 10th of January right up till the 6th of December. In the process, some of the tribal leaders got killed by drones. My office manager had to leave the country because he himself was threatened by Al-Qaeda. He was accused of stealing ransom money that the South African government was supposed to have brought and given him to give to them. Of course, this never happened. This is not true. Here, his wife was ill. She had cardiac problems. We had to pull her out of the country. It was insecure. And at the last moment, after so many months of going up and down, with fighting, with drones, with difficult terrain, we finally got the permission on the 26th of November. We were less than 24 hours away. That morning at 5:59 a.m., I told Yolande Corky, who is the wife of Pierre Corky, the waiting is almost over. To have a message like that, full of hope, and suddenly 2 hours later to get a call to say your husband is dead, it was totally devastating.
Based on this experience, do you think it's appropriate for the United States or for anyone to pay fees in compensation for the death of individuals in Yemen from U.S. drone attacks?
I think that is only fair. By accident, when these things happen, it should be some degree of fair compensation according to the living standards of those people. It reduces hatred. It reduces antagonism. If you go forward and have dialogue and say, "Sorry, we made a mistake. We want to compensate," I think it'll be a very good gesture on the part of the people that have made the mistake.
What's the feeling in Johannesburg and South Africa in the wake of all of this?
A lot of people are very, very angry. You know, they say America has got a gung-ho attitude and just moves in and attacks people. That's the one feeling. The other feeling is, I mean, it's a lot of emotional sensitivity now. We need to understand that 55 million people were behind Pierre Corky. Because he was South African, everybody was behind him in the circumstances and behind his wife. So understandably, people were very angry, especially since he was going to be released and being eaten within 24 hours. But at the same time, there are other opinions that, you know, the Americans had their interest. This was their civilian. They had to do something to free him. Otherwise, he would have been killed. So there is some degree of understanding on that aspect also.
Imtiaz Suleiman is director and founder of Gift of the Givers, the South African charity that negotiated the, according to them, release 24 hours away of Pierre Corky, the South African who was held along with Luke Summers in Yemen, but both died after U.S. forces moved in and their element of surprise was compromised. Imtiaz, thanks so much for speaking with us.
It's a pleasure, John. Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.